As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. A reminder, we got Caps tickets all day long, giving away Game 2 tickets every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance to win coming up in about 15 minutes at 12:20. Right now, it's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and bring in Washington legend Fred Smoot. Smoot, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Can't complain.
We good, young man. How you doing?
I'm great. No JP again today. Hey, I'm used to it. It happens.
Hey, you're starting to learn that. So, Fred,
yeah.
As you look at this draft, okay, and I know that you really get into this, and people, y'all listen to Fred. He might talk crazy about a lot of stuff, but he truly gets involved with the draft. What position you think the Commanders should be looking at 29?
At 29, and, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about this draft, especially compared to last year's draft, say it's not as talented. I think it is talented. It just it's more – it's more starters than it is a Pro Bowlers, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a blue collar draft. Like, a lot of dudes in the draft, and at 29, B. Mitch, truly, I'm going to move back if it's me personally. I'm going to move back. I'm going to try to get more draft capital. I'm going to try to add more young talent to offset some of the older talent I added on the team. At 29, like everybody tell you, when it comes to this draft, from pick 25 to pick 75, these players, to me, grades are not too different in certain positions. You want to talk about the running back position? I think legitimately it's 25 guys that's going to get drafted at the running back position. You want to talk about the interior rush? It's a lot of good D tackles in this draft. You want to talk about, like, edge rushes? I know it's some guys at the top, but it's some guys in the middle, too, that I think they can get it done. So I think it's deeper than most people say it is. I think they say it's not deep because it's only a few quarterbacks. And I was listening to that. I was listening to the Junkies earlier, and I think they had a former GM in from the New York Jets, if I remember. And I respect everybody. Like, this all we doing is offering up our expertise. But he said something like Shadur was undraftable, like on his draft board.
Insane.
And I would like to go against that. I would say he reminds me of a guy that I played with coming out in 2001, and that was Drew Brees. Like, Drew Brees did not have the biggest arm. Drew Brees was not the biggest person. He threw with anticipation. He knew pocket presence. He knew how to manipulate a pocket. Everybody's not going to look good on paper. That don't mean they can't play his game.
Yeah, where do you land on these quarterbacks? Because I like Shadur Sanders. I think that he can be a really solid quarterback. I understand Cam Ward's probably going number one overall because maybe the ceiling's a bit higher. But how do you rank those guys? And then after that, Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shuck, how do you have the quarterbacks ranked?
Of course, Cam He's number one, but it's something about that buyers beware with that number one pick at quarterback. I don't think in the last 10 years a quarterback that was drafted number one has even been to the playoffs, let alone, like, contended. So, buyers beware with the number one pick. But I think the one thing he does a great job of is playing off schedule and manipulating the pocket that making it what he wants it to be. Not really weaponizing his legs all the time to do it. It's just a good awareness in the pocket. And I just told you how I felt about Shadur. I give him more props than they gave him, and it's more than just the fact that his last name is Sanders. I love for my quarterbacks to not go to the powerhouse schools. Like, I would rather for my quarterback to have to problem solve on his way to the top instead of having a first-round wide receiver, a first-round tight end, and a first-round offensive line right in front of him. I don't know who you really are then. And Jackson Dart, I think Jackson Dart is going to be the most intriguing one of these guys because he doesn't do anything great, but he does a little bit of everything good. He runs better, and he's a better athlete than you think he is. He throws the ball and puts it down the field. But I think when they talk about him, it's going to be, can he be the same player week in and week out? One Jackson Dart you meet Monday, the next Sunday it could be a whole nother Jackson Dart. But when it comes to these quarterbacks, they're going to always be compared to their counterparts from last year, and there's no comparison.
I wonder if the fact that Shadur's last name is Sanders is causing a lot of these people pause, because let's be real. You were in the league for a long time. I was too. And when you felt strong enough and you would challenge people, they never liked that. And Deion is going to challenge him, and I'm sure his son has some of that Deion in him. Can that be why this guy said, he's undraftable, because he don't know how to deal with him?
If they don't know what to say, because he's a Sanders that's not fast. So they're saying you ain't got one of your daddy's number one traits, but I can tell you what he is. He's a problem solver. I can tell you what. And guess what? Here go the blessing about it all, Mitch. I know people going to say you backwards for saying that. Sometimes it don't pay for you to go in the top 15. What if he goes in the bottom 20 of the first round? Don't you know that's a better team? Like, Pittsburgh is a better situation than Cleveland. Like, Pittsburgh is a better situation than New Orleans. Sometimes falling in the draft worked for a guy by the name of Drew Brees that ended up going to San Diego. So it's just sometimes let things happen that they should happen. And maybe he just maybe benefits from not having to go to a team that needs to retool the whole team. But, yeah, because his last name is Sanders. And that's why I say he's just Drew Brees with a gold chain on, and sometimes people don't like that.
Talking with Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. I think a lot of people expect edge rusher at 29. I've seen some people maybe talking to Trevion Henderson at 29. Do you think there's any chance they could go corner? Is there something that you feel like they could upgrade there? Or maybe it's someone in the second round. Is there a corner that you like there?
Toby, from what we did in the offseason through the free agent moves, we are a team that's set up for best player available. We're going to let the draft dictate where we go. We're not going to dictate the draft. And I would tell the fans this, too. We always looking for the new hot item. Don't forget about the items we bought last year. Jean Baptiste is going to get better. Tyler Owens is going to get better. Marshawn Lattimore will be better. Like, sometimes you have the answer on your roster, but people don't want to give players time to mature. To mature and get better, they will. So let's not forget about the guys that we already have on the roster, but I think we are going to let it fall to us. That's what happened in Philadelphia. They weren't supposed to get Jaden Collins. He failed to them. Sometimes you sit there, you put yourself, when you get Laramie Tunsil, that allows you to move Coleman down. That strengthens your offensive line. You resign some veterans on this team, Bobby Wagner and a lot of more guys. So you're not really filling gaps. I'm looking for situational football players right now. I'm looking for a situational pass rusher, somebody that don't even have to take on a run on first and second down. I'm looking for a situational running back. I think we just set ourselves up to just let everything fall to us.
I look at the draft every year, and we get a lot of rumors about certain people, and they may fall in the draft. Some of them don't fall. Hell, Laramie Tunsil fell in the draft some years ago, but still, he look where he's at. But multiple years later, still a five-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro, has done great stuff out there. James Pierce Jr. keeps getting the rap of having issues. And the only issue I found was that he was speeding and he didn't have his insurance with him. Now, there are some other There's some other guys out there who got sexual assaults and every damn thing else. They're not being discussed as issues. Could this whole thing on James Pierce Jr. be somebody starting a rumor to try to get him to fall?
Well, you know how it go around this time. You got 50% rumors, 50% truth, and for some GMs, it doesn't matter. And some guys, it does. And you know how that is, B-Mitch.
Hell
like,
yeah.
It's like a little bit of everything, the mud getting slung around. And he's been a guy that they've been tagged him as this month since the draft process started. But if a guy like that talented foul at you, and you know your franchise is set up to nurture somebody like that, your franchise is set up to lock room is set up, which our locker room is set up for that. Now we can take these chances. 3 years ago, we couldn't take those chances. Now we can't do that on a high-end rushing end that all he needs is some tender love and care. Like, listen, for all the Dow Greens on your team, you better have you some Dexter Manless. I know that. B-Bitch, you know for a fact has to be a mixture. It can be a mixture of choir boys, but we need a couple of edgy guys. We don't know if they're going to show up, but if they do, we know what we're going to get.
100%, baby.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on that. Appreciate it. Talking to Fred Smoot here on the Rootcast Hotline. You talked about the running back class being deep. Who's someone that's not being talked about enough that you would like maybe in the later rounds or something that Washington could target?
I like Tutone from Virginia Tech. The question is, can he put on a couple pounds and still keep the speed? Everybody's in love with Trevion Henderson, rightly so. He got a little bit mentioned. He can do a little bit of everything. He's very versatile. He's from the area. He's from Virginia. I like Rocket Sanders. Nobody's talking about Raheem Sanders from South Carolina. You want to talk about somebody that's big, that can flat out run downhill, that can break the long ball, that'll probably be there available maybe in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round. Unbelievable talent right there. You got Johnson from Iowa. I think the one thing he got more wiggle than people think he has. And that's why this is a draft. I'm not going to be forced to take a running back in the first round. There's just too many of those guys. And it's whatever flavor do you want. Do you want the big guy to come downhill? Or do you want the guy that can break the big play? If it's me personally, I'm trying to add explosiveness to this offense. That's all I want to add. I just want to add speed. So if I'm adding speed through the running back position, through the tight end position, wide receiver position, I don't care. I want some people that can get the ball in their hand and make plays. And maybe Tutone is that guy. Maybe it's Rocket Sanders. I don't know. But it's just a lot of guys to choose from.
The comment you just made about this locker room being equipped now to be able to deal with some people that may need just a little chilling. I was telling Toby that before we started this show today, because I think every time you look at anybody to have a problem, back in the day we always said, oh, well, if we got somebody with a problem, don't bring them here. Because they were going to their problems won't be enhanced. Now they have everything in place from front office to coaching staff to inside the locker room to help those guys out. And I'd be damned if I'm going to walk past a guy that has extreme talent because of some minor thing out there.
Well, you know how I get. Like my grandma used to say about my uncle all the time. She was like, I don't have to spend this time with your mama like I got to spend. I got the love on your uncle, all right, because he's a problem. I got the love on him. And that's what happens. And guess what? When somebody feel the love, they feel appreciated, they feel protected, you can get the best out of them. They're not coming in here with their head held down because you heard about what happened in my past. No, we worried about your future. And that's what we're going to do as a whole group. We're going to do that as a coaching staff. We're going to do that as a community. We're going to love on you. So sometimes, like you say, we are built for that now. Would I have said did this a couple of years ago? No, nope. I said no, just leave it alone.
Hell yeah.
What do you think about Travis Hunter? You think he can play both ways in the NFL? Which side do you think he's better at?
I think he might be legitimately a better wide receiver right now. When I watch him play wide receiver, I see a little hybrid between Justin Jefferson and Devontae Smith. Now, he's very wiggly. He high points the ball. His ball skills are off the chain. I think he's just an inch. So if I'm saying he a top 10 wide receiver, pick at wide receiver, he's still a bottom of the first round cornerback. So he's still up there. Like, he's still up there. He has a little champion when it comes to when he plays defense. But if I had him on his team, he's so unique. I'd be doing my team a disjustice if I literally brought him on the team and then play him as both, some kind of way. Do I think he can learn corner faster than he can learn wide receiver because the offensive playbook is just that challenging? It is, but I would not challenge him to learn the whole playbook. I would challenge him to learn the Hunter package. I would have a legit red zone package for him, and I have some third down and some big plays for him. So it's all about the team that get him. But if he ain't got a quarterback throwing to him on offense, he will look mediocre. And if he doesn't have a pass rush on defense, he has a chance to look mediocre. The big question going to be for him, how would he last four quarters when the offense is going to plan to run at you to tire you out? Are you going to be able to take on the run, take on the pass, and then go run routes against number one corners in the league? I don't know. It could take a toll, but he does have the skill set to do it. I'm eager to see it. He might be football Shohei. I want to see it.
Well, you know what, Fred? I don't think it's happening. I don't think this league is going
to –
they are not going to – he may play sparingly at one position than the other, but he's not going to be playing. Like he wants to play both ways all the time. Not at this level.
No, it won't be, like I said, a package on offense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you utilize him that much on offense until you need big plays. I'd say maybe 15 plays at the most, 12 plays a game on offense, the rest on defense. He doesn't play in the return game, so that's where he can get him some rest. But like I say, D-Mitch, it's going to be, how do he take on the run, the NFL run game? How do he tackle these running backs? How do he tackle these 6'5", 240-pound tight ends? And how many times does he get back up?
Yeah,
that's going to be the thing.
Exactly.
I want to ask you about one more guy. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Washington because I don't think he'll get there at 29. But one of my favorite players in this draft, Smoot, is Jahdae Barron out of Texas. What do you make of him as a DB that can do a little bit of everything?
Me and Logan has been going back and forth about Barron. His film is unbelievable, right, Toby? His film is unbelievable. The big games, he makes plays. He doesn't run well to us. The one thing about him, and I think he has to be a nickelback. Everybody looks at him and say he can play outside. I think in this league, he's going to capitalize from being a nickelback. I am eager to see how he does down the field with the taller receivers, the Mike Evans of the world. How does he does with Marvin Harrison Jr.? I want to see that. But his film is so good, you cannot deny that he a talent. But can I get that talent, same talent, In the second or third round? Could I go to Kansas State? Could I, like, he's intriguing. He's intriguing to me, but I just don't know what type of pro he's going to be.
That's NFL draft expert Fred Smoot.
I told you, when he's talking about cooking, I don't believe nothing he said. When he's talking about draft, I believe everything he said.
Hey, what got you into being so deep into the draft here? This is awesome.
I was always into the draft before I even got drafted, man. I just love the draft process. I call it the trail of tears. Somebody going to be very happy that weekend, and some people going to be very mad that weekend, but you will get the emotions out of people. It's the weekend that the people change. They life change. So I was always one. I like to study a guy because I want to try to figure out what's that one trait that you need from a guy to guarantee that he's going to be a good pro, and nobody has figured that out. Sometimes it's a trial and error thing, and I also think it's just the love for the game. If a guy loves the game, he'll figure out a way to make a team, and he'll figure out a way to get better.
All right, if Jeff was coming out of college, what would his draft report be?
Jeff? No, see, we'll be getting Jeff in that equipment room. You know, we need Jeff to hand out that equipment. We're going to tell him that your career is over with. Now, you got a couple of options. You can be a coach assistant. We can let you in the medical room. But, you know, we're not going to play these athletic games with Jeff. I've heard the stories with Jeff in the helmet that never was. I've heard the story. I literally cringe when this happened, B-Mitch, when he let the whole community down. When he lost that freestyle battle, it's over and over with Jeff, man.
Smoot, it's always good to chat, man. Appreciate you hopping on.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Take care, man.
That's Fred Smoot. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Always a great guest here on B-Mitch and Finley. Right now, be caller number 9 to 800-636-1067 to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. On Wednesday, April 23rd, against Montreal at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more information, visit thefandc.com. Coming up next, we'll take a look at trading down potentially for the Washington Commanders in the NFL Draft.